Northeast Mitsubishi run out sale on now. Northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents.
Well, you're sitting in
the
chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
They covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Yes, Damo joins us. Going to talk about his brand new TV show coming up very soon. We'll get to that in a moment. Damo, welcome. Let's talk injuries first up. The two Jeremys, Howe and McGovern. How are they travelling?
Yeah, nicely asked. Louis, I like it. You'd be a sub-editor for a newspaper and write headlines. Very clever. Wow. Like it. No, there's a bit of an issue with the Howe one. Like he's going to play. There's no suggestion that he's not going to get himself out there on Saturday. But it is a serious foot injury that he's got. He's had trouble this year, as we know, with a clot, basically, that formed from a corky, which then had to be operated on. So he's only just recently got back. But that injury he sustained during the game last Friday night, if it was a home and away game, I would be suggesting that he'd be missing a week, maybe two, just to get it right. But as we know, clubs roll the dice into a grand final. Now, at some stage, there's going to be that leap of faith moment where he puts some pressure on it, and there's going to be an unknown moment whether he gets through it, and that's going to be a worry for Collingwood. But again, no suggestion that he won't be there, just that it's going to require him to grit and bear the pain and then to get through a couple of moments early on.
And jab it up.
What about the other Jezza McGovern, the one with the sloppiest rig in the AFL?
Yeah,
the
and best bites player. His toenails.
What was that, Jez?
And bites his toenails.
Apparently.
Does he?
Yeah, pre-game.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that.
He does.
Again, similarly to Jeremy Howe, you know, this way I've had it told to me is that if it was a home and away game, they'd be giving consideration to just making sure he's okay too. But he's going to be playing. But he got that knock, didn't he, during the game against Melbourne. He came back on reasonably quickly. But I reckon you'll find it's more a rib injury than a hip injury. Yep. And as such, it's maybe not as bad as Nigel Lappin's moment in 2003 when he ran out with broken ribs and was jabbed up. But yeah, the way I've had it told to me that it's more that than it is the hip. But look, the clubs aren't going to be admitting to anything at this late stage of a season, and both those guys will be out there. But there's always an injury intrigue, isn't there, around the lineups?
Yep. Damo, with due respect to Nathan Buckley, he was awarded the Coach of the Year according to his coaches. Now, how can they give that award to Nathan Buckley when the grand final hasn't been played yet or won?
Yeah,
that's the guy that should get it.
I'm a bit the same as you on this one, Jazz. I look at it, and look, Adam Simpson has got as much, I think, claim to that title as well. And you then look at it historically. Alistair Clarkson took Hawthorn to four grand finals in a row, won three of them, and was not named Coach of the Year in any of those years. I'm all for awards. I reckon it's a good time of year to give them out too, but the coach's award voted by your peers, I'm not exactly sure what criteria arrives you at allowing, you know, so someone like Clarkson to have never received it, and then, as you say, going into a grand final for Nathan Buckley to be named. I mean, the Coach of the Year is the Premiership coach, isn't it?
Correct.
And that's the way it should probably always be.
Well said, Domo. Jesse Hogan, this is not going away at all. Obviously, links to Fremantle, the Melbourne key forward.
Yeah, it just doesn't go away, does it? Look, it's at least 3 years in a row now where his name comes up pretty heavily at trade period. It's come up very, very heavily in advance of this particular trade period. The lure of the hometown of Perth is always there. It always has been there. It just seems to have got some serious traction this time around. And I'm starting to link Melbourne's pursuit of Stephen May with the possibilities that could now lie with Jesse Hogan. Yep. Because you're going to have to give something up to get him. Obviously, it would be a more than just a straight swap or dealing with Gold Coast Suns should they go down that path. But you're going to require something big to get that deal done, given that May is contracted. So someone of Hogan's calibre would actually, I think, allow Melbourne to get more than just May in terms of a straight transaction.
Yep.
But it's going to need to be someone, as we know, like that and of that nature for that to be allowed for Melbourne to go down that May path. And yeah, I reckon once this is played out, I think Melbourne might just nip this Jesse Hogan situation in the bud this year, because it's something they're never, ever going to shake, and something they've already dealt with and been frustrated with in the past.
Yeah, what's that one with intrigue? And will Mitch McGovern get to Carlton, which has got the best culture in the AFL, according to him?
Yeah, go from Adelaide to Carlton. He's going, well, yeah, look, he will. It's going to take some head banging between Adelaide and Carlton. And as we know, they've done that the past 2 years, haven't they? Over Bryce Gibbs, 1 year it didn't happen, 1 year it did. But It'll get done. There'll be a bit of a lever pulled with Carlton being able now to identify and select a mature age player out of the sample, which will make sure that that appeases Adelaide. They'll then give up their pick at 25 in that second round, or thereabouts it will be. And I reckon you're probably going to require something else as well. But the way I read it, McGovern is just absolutely firm that he goes there. And as I keep saying, and as much as Crows fans don't like hearing it, they need to be careful, the Crows, as to how they play this one from here. He's not worth what they think he's worth.
No.
And they just need to be pretty clever and careful as to how they get this done.
Well done, Damon. Of course, for the coming month on Monday nights, the trade table, Channel 9, 10 p.m. Damo, Lloydy, and the 5-minute fireman, Kane Corns.
Trade
he last
table.
5 minutes, did he? Yeah. 3 or 4, wasn't it?
Oh, they said Mad Monday, but 5-minute fireman sounds better. Playing dress ups. What can we expect, Tomo?
Yeah, we just expect the latest news, opinion, analysis, and everything you need to know about the trade.
So that's 10 p.m. on a Monday night in ratings time.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? So the Mondays,
yeah.
Monday, and then Wednesday. So there's 4 programs in total, it's all you need, boys. It's all you need.
I'll look forward to it,
buddy. Cut straight to the source. We probably don't need to talk to you anymore then, Damo.
I love Damo.
I'll save some stuff for you guys too. You're my favourite.
Good luck. And good luck on the footy show, mate. Is it your last one?
Yeah. It could be everyone's last one, couldn't it? That's the way we're going. Sam's forecast that.
Is anyone getting on this week in half thinking about quitting, retiring?
Well, if they do, I think it's already on the running sheet now, down for a 3-hour program. We'd need 4 hours, given Sam went for about 23 minutes last week. Did not say much. Yeah.
I tried to watch it on Twitter, Dame. I got 3 minutes in and I couldn't get there.
Take care, mate. Have a great show and good grand final.
See you, boys.
Thanks, Dame.